Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi there, Rick Lloyd. It's time now for our community connection right here on K1. Rick is with us here from Price Tower. And, Rick, last time we saw each other, the weather was nice, but in between it was Ice Station Zebra, and now it's nice again.
Yeah, it is.
What do you do now? Are we ready to open the patio or what?
We are.
Good.
It's good to see you this morning.
Good
Thanks
to see you.
Me. Yeah, it's beautiful out there today, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, I tell you, the Price Tower was never made for really hot weather or really cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was not constructed in that manner. And so, you know, we basically closed when it was really cold for that 3 or 4 days,
mm-hmm.
closed the hotel. We didn't have any reservations. Nobody mm-hmm. wanted to get out anyway. So we're ready to, we've opened back up and, you know, we're ready. We're working on the downstairs kitchen and inside dining and the plaza. So we're anticipating an April 1 opening for all of our downstairs if the weather will cooperate, you know, from being where people want to sit outside and enjoy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a small undertaking to get the dining moved to, not totally, just a new additional area. And then, of course, revamping the kitchen.
Right, right.
That is something else.
Yeah, the kitchen's the biggest undertaking. And, you know, so that's been trying to figure out, you know, what equipment do we need and how do we need to, you know, separate it and you know, what type of atmosphere do we want to have down in that space. So we're looking forward to it. It's a really exciting time for the Price Tower. I think that, you know, regardless of whether COVID was part of our 2020 world, mm-hmm. the plaza was a real success and people really enjoyed coming out. And Chef Keen, he did a great job in, you know, kind of pivoting his menu to some really great hamburgers and flatbreads and, you know, nachos and those types of things. So he's already got his menu prepared. He and I will go over it tomorrow and kind of finalize the items on it. So we're looking forward to it.
Of all the right chefs, he was the one that really had to meet a lot of challenges. I mean, first of all, it's a challenging thing anyway. But boy, you throw in a little dose of COVID. Hey, we got a new feature over there. Hey, we're kind of moving around. And
yeah.
You know, ingenuity, that's the key.
Yeah, he's been really flexible. You know, he's from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, during the ice and, you know, snowstorms that we've had, it's been interesting to talk to him and his wife in reference to, you know, their take on it. So he's ready for the nice weather and excited to be able to, you know, kind of get those things going out there. And we're going to be open to the public for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we've never done that before.
Oh, on the patio?
On the plaza. We're going to be open. And you know, we've had breakfast for our hotel guests, but it's, you know, just been for those folks that have stayed mm-hmm. with us. And so we're excited to be able to, you know, offer that to the community. And, you know, in the summer months, the mornings are the best time to come out and really enjoy the outside space. And so that's
so
what we're
fresh.
Looking forward to most. Yes.
It is just so fresh. Yeah.
With
all that green grass around you and everything else like that, the nice temperature. You got a little bit of an awning that you've been working on, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So we're hoping to, you know, kind of finalize our thoughts and plans in reference to that so that when the real hot weather does come out that, mm-hmm. That we'll have that ready to go and shaded. And, you know, we have the misters, so we're going to be kicking that off. And so, the shade, I think, and the canopies that we're getting ready to kind of implement are going to really help folks. And, you know, if it's just kind of a misty day and you want to still sit out there, I think those things will help. If it's, you know, something that will allow people to enjoy the weather without just melting during the hot summer months, it'll be nice.
And, of course, we have fine dining at the Copper as always.
Oh, yes. So we're open through the end of this month. We're open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And we'll open our regular hours then after March when we start up in April. And then, of course, we've got Sunday brunch and Saturday brunch. He opened up a Saturday brunch because it was really popular. So great food for brunch on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, the opportunity for us to really showcase what he can do for his fine dining. And, you know, people are really enjoying it. And it's nice up there. And it's an opportunity for people who come and visit the tower to enjoy that, but also people who, you know, live here and just really want a nice place to go and have a good time. We had a gentleman who proposed to his fiance, or proposed to his girlfriend, I guess, to make her his fiance, the other night. And so that was, you know, that was kind of a fun, you know, place to be. And we had a, they had called ahead to the chef and said, you know, can we have somebody video so that, you know, I have a copy of it for my girlfriend. And so it was a fun experience. And I luckily and hopefully and thankfully she said yes. So that's always fun.
You know, you just never know what you're going to get when you go to the Price Tower.
Yeah.
You just don't.
Absolutely. You know.
How are we doing on tours?
Tours are really picking up a lot. You know, we're considering expanding the number of days that, or number of tours within a day. And we'll probably do that starting in April as the weather starts, you know, kicking up. We were doing 4 to 5 tours a day before COVID, and we scaled that down to 2 a day and limited it to 4 people. So we're hoping to kick back, you know, in our full scale number of tours and expanding it to 12 folks. But we'll still offer smaller tours if people want to do that, just until we get, you know, completely comfortable with the environment that we're hopefully going to be finding ourselves in later on.
Well, we don't want to wear Price Connor out, you know. He could lose his voice or something like that. Or
he's got
amazing energy, though.
He has worked incredibly hard over the last year because a lot of the docents were not comfortable, and we were, you know, we
couldn't
were totally understanding of that. And so Price did a considerable number of tours over the last year. And so several of our docents have been with us, you know, for 4 or 5 months now, and we're getting more that are coming back on board now that they're feeling more comfortable and they've been vaccinated and they feel like, you know, that they want to step back into their docent role.
Yeah, getting back to, well, whatever passes for normal these days. But how's the gift shop doing? Doing pretty good business?
It's good. It's really good. We've got always getting a new, you know, items in. We've gotten some interesting face masks for that have Frank Lloyd Wright designs and things on them.
Cool.
So those sold out really quick, and so we've just recently got another shipment in of those. And we have some really nice T-shirts that have the Price Tower, and it also kind of has the configuration of a tree, as it's, you know, dubbed the tree that escaped the crowded forest. And so those are really cool T-shirts that that are on sale as well. And so those are a pretty good seller for us.
Now, we always have the arts featured prominently because
yes.
that is such, you know, an artful
right.
Location. What do we have coming up in the way of the arts, of visual arts?
So we're in the process of a couple of different things that are going to be coming up. One is we're planning to redo the second floor of the gallery. So for those of you who can picture it, the gallery is to the south side of the, I'm sorry, the north side of the tower. Mm-hmm. And it's a two-story complex that we have. And the first floor is the main gallery, which we're in the process of, you know, opening it up, the front part of it, as part of the Copper restaurant downstairs. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be putting up a number of Bruce Gough originals that we have in our archives within that space. It's going to be a beautiful, they're very large, they're very brilliant in color. So that's going to look great in that space. And then the back half of our gallery downstairs mm-hmm. is going to be where we're going to be having exhibits and opportunities for local artists, either, you know, from around Oklahoma or just around the region, is where we're really trying to identify our upcoming artists, and they'll be able to showcase their pieces in that part of the gallery. We think that, you know, having a smaller space will allow, you know, local artists and up and coming artists who don't have a full on mm-hmm. collection that would encompass the entire gallery. That's going to be a beautifully, you know, really intimate space. And so we're looking forward to having pieces in there. And we're kicking it off on April 1st with the Glenn and Ronnie Cox collection.
Very nice.
So they've been so generous to allow, you know, the public to see their collection. They've got an enormous grouping of paintings that they've collected over the years, about 105 pieces. And so we'll be showcasing all of those for about 3 months. A number of those they've donated to the Price Tower for us to sell, so we'll be having those for sale as well. And so we're really excited about that, and about, you know, us being able to have that kind of as our inaugural showing there in that space. So that's going to hopefully kick off right around the 1st of April, as we have our kind of our work done that we want to make sure that that looks good. And then on the second floor, where we've had our furniture gallery, and we've had other spaces there that we've done some things in, we're going to be putting up not necessarily a permanent, but a long-term exhibition of elements that we have in reference to Frank Lloyd Wright, to kind of introduce people to him as they tour, and some things about his work, and then the Price Company. So as you know, as those two kind of intertwined in order to then, you know, create the Price Tower. And so we've got a number of articles of in our collection that we're going to be showcasing that talk about those three elements. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright and his work, the Price, H.C. Price Oil Company, and what they were about. We've got a number of things from their collection, and then the Price Tower and how it became, and some of the video footage and some of the archived photographs from the construction of it. It's
how
amazing.
Cool is that?
Yeah, it's amazing how, I took 4 years to construct, and the ideas that, you know, around in the 1950s when they were doing this, you look at some of the pictures, and these guys are just walking up on scaffoldings 9 feet or 9 stories up with no harnesses, and, you know, barely a hard hat can be found. You know, I mean, OSHA was...
just a day, huh?
Yeah. So it's
wow.
It's amazing to see that level of, ingenuity and, you know, just the depth that he went through in order to make this, you know, the premier building that it is.
Man, I got to see that. That's got to be something to behold. And once again, that's going to be in April. So
yes.
We'll be seeing that come out. Everything's popping in April.
Well, you know, I think April, we're hoping the weather's going to, you know, turn nice for us. The opportunities for people to come out and feel like, you know, let's get in and kind of start seeing some things that are in and about our community.
That's great. That is really great. So I have to ask, with the new kitchen and everything else downstairs, what's the menu going to look like once we get popping April, man? Are we going to see some changes there? Are we going to see some new things, you think?
We will see some new things. The chef is going to, he's going to bring back some of the favorites that we had for the from last year.
PB&J burger.
The PB&J burger was most popular, and so that'll be back. And he's adding a couple of other sandwich items. We're going to have some really great salads to add to it. It's going to be more of a dining experience. It's still going to be fast casual, but it's going to be more than just kind of what we did last year, which was, you know, you're kind of eating out of a takeout box, just because, you know, we were right in the trenches of the COVID and those types of things. And, you know, we had
it made sense then.
Yeah, we had plastic silverware and paper cups, and, you know, and so it's going to be a little different now. So we're going to upgrade that a little bit, and we're going to have silverware, and we're going to have, you know, glassware, and, those kinds of things. And so it'll be still the same great casual experience. We're hoping to have a really nice bar inside the space. We're going to be teaming up with Cooper & Mill to have one of their beers on tap. So it'll be an enhanced experience, and we hope to do that every year. You know, I think with the inside dining and the canopies that we're going to be putting out there, mm-hmm. it's a full year-round establishment, and people can decide, you know, like in February, on a day like today, I may want to eat outside. And so it'll be open every day of the year, and we're going to just let our our guests determine if they want to eat outside or eat indoors based on the weather. So as it was before, we opened in June and then kind of closed in November, you know, just because it was too cold. But there are days like today, or there were a few days in February that, you know, were really nice, and our guests will want to eat outside. So it'll be available full time year round.
Wow, this is going to be really neat. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, and you know, they're getting ready to install the visual art out at the Tower Center at Unity Square, and so just another added feature for people when they come out and enjoy our space to be able to enjoy the Unity Center space, and that I'm really excited to start seeing the construction of that.
That's coming up here in the next several weeks. Amy Jacobson's work. A lot of it's finished. They're bringing it down from Kansas City. I guess we could take a sneak peek on a Zoom call or something like that.
Yeah, I'd love to see where they're going to be storing that until they actually, you know, until she actually installs it. Because from the videos and
it's
huge. Yeah, it looks amazing. It's really going to be great.
Oh, gosh. Well, Rick, I got to tell you, it's always great to have you here. Where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
We are at christtower.org, and you can look there for information in reference to staying with us, visiting with us, or dining with us. So all three of those options. Click through. You can make reservations online for Copper if you want to do that. That's a new feature that we just introduced in the last month. So we've not had that option before, but you can go in and reserve a table at Copper and reserve a hotel room as well. We've always had that online. So take a look. You can also reserve tours. So we have all of those things now online, and people can look and see what the availability is and make their reservations and get that taken care of so that they can plan their time with us.
Mighty, mighty cool. Rick Lloyd, thank you very much. Always a pleasure having you on board.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We've got more coming up.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family.